Kerem Usai, very exciting day. Last daf today, Maseches Nedarim, and then you got to start in Nozer tomorrow. I hope you have something ready for celebration. We're here on Sadi Amud Beis. Again, if you remember, the last Mishnah in the Masechta had said originally we would allow a woman to make certain claims and leave the marriage with her ksuba, and then we were nervous that women would take advantage of that, so that we asked that they would prove that claim, right, with some sort of proof. So Rav Papa says, one of those cases was, right before we get to Rav Papa says, but one of the first case we said was that if a woman says, Tamei ani lach, that I cheated on you, I'm osur to you, so the Mishnah said she leaves the marriage, right, her husband has to divorce her, but she still gets her ksuba. Now we said, again, we pointed out that if a woman cheats on her husband, she gets divorced, and she doesn't get her ksuba, and if she is raped, right, then she doesn't have to get divorced at all. So what could be that case where she said, I'm Tamei ani lach, I'm forbidden to you, and she gets her ksuba while getting divorced. Amar Papa, Badiklan Rava, right, Rava, right, asked us the following shayla. Eish is going shenensa, right, if a wife of a kohen that gets raped, yesh la ksuba, o ein la ksuba. Does she get a ksuba or not? So kids, and the Gemara is going to explain that basically that's our case in our Mishnah. Right, given to owners the Gabi Kohen Karasan Gabi Yisrael Dami, Ein Laksuba. Right, since unfortunately if a Kohen's wife gets raped, that's like she cheated on him. That's like she cheated on a regular Yisrael, meaning, and therefore she doesn't get a ksuba. Meaning is again, since we say the halacha is that if a Kohen's wife is raped after the divorced, just like if a Yisrael's wife would cheat on him, so maybe she doesn't get a ksuba, or Odom, or maybe Masi Amrla Ana Have a Chazina. Right? Maybe she could say that. What do you mean? I'm fit. I'm fine. I'm good. If I was married to Yisrael, it'd be fine because I got raped. Vigavakam is Dinestavku Sadeh. It was only your fault, right, that you're a Kohen. Right? It literally means that your field got flooded. I mean, it's your fault that you're a Kohen, and therefore we can't get married. But for me, well, I didn't do anything wrong. So if I'm reading line, we explained that Masnisani, right? It's our Mishnah, right? Because our Mishnah says Homer is Tamei Ani Lach Yesh Laksuba. Right, if a woman says, I'm Tamei to you, so she gets a ksuba, but my askina, what's the case? Right, Elim Abesh is Yisrael, if it's a woman who's married to Yisrael, Iba Ratzon, if she cheated on him, then Klum Yishla, ksuba, she doesn't get a ksuba, Viba Onis, and if she was raped, Mika Mitzra Al Gabra. Right, she's not divorced, she's not ushered to her husband, she doesn't have to get divorced. So Ella, rather, must be Abesh's coin. Right, rather, it must be a case of a wife of a coin, and Iba Ratzon, and if it was willingly, so then, obviously, Klum Yishla ksuba, she doesn't get her ksuba, she gets divorced. She gets kicked out. But Migara, she's Shal Baratzon, because she's not, she's not any worse than a regular wife of a Yisrael who cheats on her husband. A lav bonus, but it must be that she was raped. Vikatani, Yesh Laksuba, that she does get a ksuba. And that's the case in our Mishnah. And sure enough, that in that scenario, if the Eish is going was raped, then she would get divorced, right? She can't stay with her husband, but she would, in fact, get her ksuba. Okay, fine. Eboy Lahu, that's the following Shiloh. Amra Labaila Gereshtani Mahu. If she says to her husband, you divorce me, right? And obviously she doesn't have a get, right? Usually, in normal cases of that, she just show her the get and be like, hey, look at that, I got a get. But she doesn't have a get, she can't prove it, so what's the din, right? Again, when a woman says, again, we similar to the cases in our Mishnah, what if she says, you divorce me? So Amra Rav Amnuna Tashma. So a couple of, two opinions, then I'm going to try and prove which one is correct. Rav Amnuna says, Homer is Tamei ani lach, right? He uses the case from our Mishnah. If a woman says, I'm usher to you, right, because I'm Tamei to you, because either, again, we said in our case, she was a shish coin that got raped. Tafilu the Mishnah achron de katani lo mehemna. Right? So, hasam hudu mishakra. Even according to the second part of the Mishnah, right? Again, if you remember our Mishnah, it said, Barishona, originally we allowed them to get divorced with their ksuba, and then we said you have to prove it. So even according to the second part of the Mishnah, which says that we're not going to believe her, right, unless there's proof, oh, maybe Hasam Hu de Mishaka, the Yad de Bala lo Yadala. But maybe only over there in a case, right, where she says, I cheated on you, right, or I'm usher to you, right, maybe we're concerned that she'll lie in that case because the husband has no idea, so maybe she'll lie. Aval Gabigarish Tani, the Yadaba, but if in the case where she says, you divorced me, where obviously he knows if he divorced her or not, so then maybe Mehenda, maybe she should be believed because the Chazaka in Isha Meza Panab of Nevala. Because the Chazaka, there's a rule, right, that we know that women are not going to be, she's not going to say straight to her husband's face, right, something that he knows, right, is not true. So, and according to Rav Amnuna, they should be believed. She doesn't need to prove it. Amar Le Rava, Again, there are different ways to understand this in the Rishonim, but let's just use that one. All right. Amar Rava. Rava says, other Rava says, no, Rava says the opposite, I think, is true. Right? Afilu Mishnah Rishonah de Ketani Mehemna. He says, even according to the first part of the Mishnah that says we would believe a woman who says that she was raped, again, Ish is calling that she was raped, Hashem Mishim Delo Avidu Lebzuyi Nafshe. That's because she's not going to be make herself a bizayon. She's not going to make a bizayon. She's not going to embarrass herself. Right, by saying that she got raped, unless it was real. Right, avahaka, but here, the zinnin, the talk of like, min gavra, meizo, meiza. Right, but here, what do you mean? Women, husbands and wives get into a fight, and she could get angry enough to the point where she'd say, yeah, you divorced me, so to force her to get divorced. So we can't believe her, because maybe there was some sort of fight, and she just kind of got up the courage, and she got so upset that she said, yeah, we're divorced. But she's not going to say that she was raped, but she said she was divorced. And maybe we shouldn't believe her. So again, it's a machlokas between Rav Hamnuna and Rava, whether we believe a woman who says, Gir Ashtani, we got divorced. Rav Sharshia says, what do you mean? Rava, what do you mean? Hashemai Beni Levenecha, what about the other case in the Mishnah, right? If it says that Hashem is between me and you, right? We said before, if we remember, that was the case where she says that we're not able to have children because of your inability to maybe shoot the zera like an arrow, okay, but it's not able to have children. So then, and he said, this Hashem is between me and you. I said, the other possibilities that long story short, they're not able to have children for whatever reason. So the Mishnah Rishon Tziv to the Rav, again, the first part, if you tell me that you that is believed, that's against Rava. Why? The less they kisufa of a ketani mehemna, because over there she's not embarrassed by that, right? What's her? It's not her problem; it's his problem. And yet, still, we say that she's believed. So you said we see that we do believe a woman if she says something, and there's if there's no chance of her being embarrassed. Right? Rava said that we would believe her. Right? What did Rava say? Right? Rava said we're not going to believe her. Right, that if there's no sort of embarrassment, right? Again, she said that maybe if they got into a fight, right, she might be made as pun of. And here you're telling me that there's no embarrassment whatsoever. It's nothing to do with her, right? And she is believed. So apparently we are going to believe the woman, right? Even if there's no threat of her being embarrassed herself, right? So Gemara says, nah, not exactly, because Havarava Hasam gave into the Sogi the Lo Amra in your Kechetz, right? Ilo Isa Kedamar Amra. Lo Amrale. It's not really, because that case is kind of gross. Not gross. It's kind of inappropriate. I mean, she's not going to start talking like that, right? That's embarrassing to say if it's not really true. Like, come on, you're going to come up with a cleaner, more sanua, more appropriate lie if you're going to lie about that. So in that case, we're going to believe her. But maybe by other cases, right, we would not necessarily believe her. Okay. What about going back on Rav Hamnuna, right, kasha on him? What about Shamay Beni Levencha Mishnah Achrona? What about the second part of the Mishnah? Right, again, we said when a woman makes that claim, we say she's not believed. Maybe to have it to Rav Hamnuna, maybe that's against Rav Hamnuna. Right, we said over here, right, again, this is something the husband knows, right? We said before that was Rav Hamnuna, that in a case where the husband knows, right, he knows whether he divorced her or not, she's not, Rav Hamnuna said she's not going to dare lie. But here, right, this is something the husband would be aware of, right, and we say that she's not believed, right? Again, Rav Hamnuna would say that if the husband would know, right, she wouldn't say it unless it was true. But here, we're saying that she's not believed, even though the husband would know. So the Gemara says, not exactly, because Kosav Rav Hamnuna, b'hakanami, he gufo amra, right, nehid de b'biya yada, right, b'yara chetz miyada, right? Again, ain't a chinami, because she could say that it's not necessarily true that the husband knows about the zera, about the yorach kecheitz, so whether his zera is able to impregnate her. Right? Mishum hachim mishakra. Maybe he knows that they're having bia, but he doesn't know exactly how far the zera goes. So maybe that why she would lie. Maybe he's unable to deal with it. Maybe he's unable to realize this. Only she's able to realize this. Right, and therefore it's not comparable, and she would lie because her husband doesn't really know one way or another. Okay, the Masechta ends off right, with a bunch of stories about the believability of women making these claims, right? And that's basically how we're going to end it and get into Masechta's Nazir. Right, it's the whole Yoma de Tashmish mi kadma mashe yada le gavra. Right, there's a woman that after they had bia every night, so then he would wash his hands in the morning. So Yom Echad, right, one day, right, Asile Maya the Mimsha, right, she brought him water like she did every morning. So Amar La, but he said to her, Hada Milsa, lo hava sayidna. What do you mean? We didn't have bia last night. We weren't together last night. What do we need the water for? So Amar La, so Imkain, Chad min Nachrim, Luye de Have Hacha. Well, if that's not true, are you serious? Like, if that's true, it must have been one of these merchants selling perfumes, right? I was with somebody, but it must have been them. They were passing through. Maybe it was one of them. See, ant lo domam minhon. Maybe it was one of them, right? Pretending to be him. Again, yeah, it sounds ridiculous, but if you remember back in the day, like, there were no lights in the streets, right? It was impossible to see. If there's no torches, and let's say it was a cloudy night, right? It was pitch black. So, okay, theoretically, it could be possible. So then they had a Shaila, well, if she was with someone else, maybe is she now mutter to her husband? Obviously, it's a case of Shogig, so it must be that her husband was a Kohen, right? Obviously, in Israel, she doesn't do it on purpose. So, Rav Nachman, we say, no, Eina Nasan Ba'acher, right? Veles Ba Mamasha, Mishasha Bamila, right? We said that, no, maybe she just, you know, kind of is saying this just because she wants to marry somebody else, right? We don't believe her necessarily. And which is trying to do this to get out of the marriage. Again, like we had said in our Mishnah, right, that we want to make sure there's some sort of proof before believing one of these claims. There's a woman who is not bedicha. It's funny, bedicha is like a joke, but she wasn't able to joke with her husband. She wasn't, I mean, obviously they were fighting. Is right? Just means that she was fighting with her husband. So he said, Sayidna Maishna. He said, well, she said, I don't understand what's. Why are we fighting? Her husband apparently didn't know, or maybe he didn't know his wife very well, and he didn't understand what he did wrong. Right? I think a lot of husbands probably sometimes don't know, right, what they did wrong to upset their wives. But okay, he said, why are we fighting today? So Amalei said to him, "Me'olam lo tzaratzam b'derech eretz ki aidna." He said, "Well, I never had so much pain like when we were together, like we had pain last night." So similarly, Amar lo, lo hava milas b'idna. I don't know what you're talking about. We weren't together last night. We didn't sleep together last night. So she said to him, "Well, imkain, if that's true, so halin nachim naftuya da hava hacha idna." But there was also, well, if it wasn't you, well, there were these merchants that were passing through town. Maybe it was one of them. Again, she's same kind of same story as the other one. So the Gemara says, "Antlo, right? Dama lachad mehemen minhon. Maybe it was one of them." So Amar Lahu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said similarly, right? Lo tishkechum ba nesas aneb achar havoi. Right? You don't believe her, right? Maybe she wants to get out of the marriage, right? And she has to bring a proof to what happened. Ahu gavra, another story. Ahu gavra de hava maharzik bebeise. Right? There's a guy who is someone who has yichud, right, with someone else's wife, right? Him and someone else's wife, and al asamari de beise in part they know if lehutzav arak, right? And the husband came home, right? And the guy ran through like a wall of like palms, palm trees or palm leaves or whatever, right? So the guy busted out of there, right, and broke through like this wall of palm trees, and then we want to know if they were together or not, and if they're usher to each other. So meaning if she had cheated on him and if she was also her husband. So Amarava, it's a sharia. No, the woman is mutter, because in Isa de Aved Isura Irkuse Hava Mirkas. Because if he had actually committed the act, so then he would have hid, right? He wouldn't have run away, because again, the husband pashtuses could see him. Right? If someone had actually done it, so then he would have kind of hid and then kind of ran out later, right, without disclosing himself in front of the husband. Who knows if the al gavra dehi insa? And again, similar story that someone came into the house, right, of a woman, and also gavra, the husband came, right, and solik noif, right, asave the kile bava, and the guy kind of hid himself behind the curtains, and have a machtan tachle taman. And there was some kind of vegetables lying there. If it's a imenun chivya, that a snake had eaten or kind of eaten from, right, while the husband was not there. And boy married the base, the mechla min hanu tachle. So the guy came to eat some of these vegetables, but below died say the intsa, right, and his wife didn't realize. His wife didn't see him go for the vegetables. So I'm like, oh no, if you can imagine, right? There's a voice. This guy hiding behind the curtains. The guy said, lo techo min hon, don't eat from that. Right, the tamina chavia, because a snake ate from it. So they want to know. Well, aside from it being really, probably really weird experience, they want to know if the wife was usher them. Samarava inse sharia, right, im ise de avisura, right, nichale de lechol velemos. He said, no, it must be their mother, because if not, right, if she'd actually cheated on him, so the guy definitely would never have warned the husband, right? He would much prefer the husband to be dead, right? As the Chetuk, Sepozik says, right? Kinefu devadam bidehem, because they do adultery and they kill people, right? They have blood on their hands, meaning they would, that they obviously would prefer the husband to die, then they could, you know, stay, if he could have, you know, full range to be with this woman. So Gemara says, well, pshita, well, obviously, well, you don't,
Right, you don't need a pasuk, right? Again, that's the Tosfos points out. You don't need the pasuk, right? You just tell me that that's logical, right? Any adulterer would probably want to kill the husband so he could have his wife. So Gemara says, well, sort of. Ma'od etema isura avad v'haida amelat enichle the little yamas baal to have a insa ilay ma'im genuv mitaku v'lev lechem sasarim. You know, right? You might have thought, right? You might have thought that enichanami they did do the avera. He did. She did cheat with him. And the fact that the guy wanted to keep the husband alive because something gishmak about mayim genuvim taku, right? The stolen waters are sweet, right? It's more exciting to, when a woman is usher, right? would have wanted to keep up, right? That potential relationship and that potential thrill, I guess. And we'll leave the last three words for the siyum. Mazel tov, everybody, and we'll be exciting to start Maseches Nazir tomorrow. Have an amazing day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.